Okay, we watched a safety film. This was going back to elementary school. I didn't know on this for going years ago. Well, I can be interesting story, this one. The story so that these people are going out trick-or-treating. Well, young people. And they spoke to a guy in a trailer, you know, basically living in a trailer, while a camping trailer called, and they said to him this. He said, "I got no candy for you, blah, blah, blah." Well, what happened next? Well, apparently, the kids got, "I'm going to fix this old coop once and for all." Well, these two young kids, they tied a tow chain around the trailer, hit to the camping trailer, and what did they do? They tied it on the back of a heavy haul pick, 18-wheeler that was parked, and driver gets out, starts up a big truck up, and puts it in gear, pulls away, rips the camping trailer off, it mounts in the trailer park, and the poor old man ended up getting, and then all that, and awful, and that's where the film stopped. But the moral of the story, don't do stupid shit like that on Halloween. Not what a film that I've seen, not what a film that I've seen, I think a grade 10 film in that time, you know. So I remember that to this very day. Every time Halloween comes, I think about one particular film. So I have many other ones. And you know what I'm talking about. Actually, that was one particular film, but unfortunately, I don't know what happened to it, but, you know, it is that, too. But I heard of other awful things happening on Halloween, like Halloween Frank, like somebody getting out there, setting a bunch of tires on fire in the middle of a downtown street. And what happened, that's because it abused a nasty, vile, mental mess. And on top of that, there are other things in there too, like nastiness of that. Then people go out on Halloween, there are creepos out there, and they will put LSD or drugs in candy bar, like mushrooms in there, put mushrooms in the candy bar, LSD injected, you know, stuff like that. The poor old kid don't go home and suck the candy with the adult. He assumes he can't get home, and next thing you know, he's all high in LSD to a point where he can't even know what day it is. Or really high in drugs, by the time he gets home, ends up in the hospital and wonder how he got there. Yep, there are people do that, you know, too. So if you out there trick-or-treating, especially if you're a young person between 5 to 9, have your candy checked by an adult, and look out for any suspicious things like a needle poke, something like that in a candy. If you see that, either hand it to your parents, have your parent deal with it, or they can hand it to a police officer, because it could have something not so nice in it besides the sweet taste of a candy bar, the sweet taste of a caramel bar. Could be something not so nice in it that you don't want to have Halloween. Remember that. How safety is important. Another one, too. You're going to approaching a busy intersection where a lot of traffic is moving through it. You have a Halloween costume. The business is not good. You step out, you know, into traffic, not knowing that the light is red. You go out in front. Next thing you know, you get hit by a car, game over. And your parent has to do an unfortunate matter of a funeral there, which is not like where it shouldn't happen to you. Well, you know. So that's another thing. Safety is important, is Halloween. Another thing, too, some people go to bars. I get adults going to bars. They get, oh, I'm going to have one drink. Oh, I got 2 drinks. Oh, next week I got 20 drinks. They get behind this wheel, and what they do, run over, take out somebody, take out an innocent person, trick-or-treating. Like, out there, all because they had one too many drinks, bang. So that's another thing, safety. Watch out for the drunk drivers. And another one out there, Halloween safety, is to watch out for the lot lizards out there too. The ones that are not trick-or-treating, they're out there doing, they're known as prostitutes. Watch out for those, because they're all out there too. Anyways, so, enough said, well, enough said about that, and I'm going to go on to the show here. Now, I need to say that because of Halloween. I don't want people to be safe on Halloween, not be drastic about it.
Yeah. A friend of mine sang a song called Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And I began to think of a song for Indian people. But you know, the more I thought of good words, the more I began to think of broken treaties, broken promises, broken homes. Names like Shivington, Jackson, and Custer started running through my mind. And I said, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Indians. I thought of the long walk of the Navajos, the Trail of Tears, 500 years of Columbus. And I said, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Indians. And I thought of the many books that told lies about our people, Hollywood movies that destroyed so many dreams. I thought of places like Sand Creek, Fallen Timbers, Wounded Knee. And I said, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Indians. Then I began to think of our ancestors like Chief Joseph, Seattle, Crazy Horse, and Geronimo, and their dreams and what they lived for. And I said, Mama, let your babies grow up to be Indians. And my heart began to swell with pride as I saw Jim Thorpe and Billy Mills in the Olympics. And in the distance, I saw the longest walk across America. And I said, Mama, let your babies grow up to be Indians. Then I felt the spirituality and strength of our people, the ceremonies, the elders, the women. I saw the Sundance and the cottonwood tree. I smelled the sweetgrass and the sage that purifies our people. I saw Leonard Peltier and freedom. I heard the many drums and singers and watched the gracious beauty of our dancers. And I said, Mama, make sure your babies grow up to be Indians. Make sure.
I was thinking other things. Well, you know, we are actually in Hamilton. I've been working, I've been very busy with Mike Scott and a whole bunch of other people and Jim, who are our pastors within the church. We've been working really hard recently with that meeting, with the meeting house gone bust, gone belly up, and no more meeting house. They finally closed their doors for good, basically, on because of what happened with Brock. You all know the story behind that. Been out on big main media and that. Wow. And now we started up a new chapter called, right now called BIC Hamilton. That is a search, sort of a temporary name for our search right now. BIC Hamilton is actually, well, it is one way, but it also has something known as character, Anti-Baptist. Well, if you're looking for a wonderful place to attend and you feel like you want to attend it on a Sunday and you feel like you want to be treated with a nice potluck meal right after service, why don't you pay a visit to the Gaswork Park, you know, Sunday morning around 10 p.m. And we'd be more than glad to greet you at the door and free coffee and that, and you can sit back, relax, be on the mailing list and everything else. Well, love to see you there. You have, we might get a congregation and people who do come, you might want to make a donation, help us establish a name for a congregation. It's interesting, start a congregation, something I never did in my life, but something I can see, something, it's sort of a, something I will give a vision. But and this is something I never ever thought would happen in my lifetime, but I'm doing it, you know. We are working on how did congregations really start? Many congregations got going, like Catholics or Anglican, other various denominations. all started with a group of people getting together, and they said, hey, we want to get into worshiping God. They got together, they formed a congregation. When they formed a congregation, they it blossomed out, as you know, that's how churches grew. But also has a neat thing about it. Our church, same thing, group of people got ever reforming it. So, interesting. It's something, it's some place in the realm, me, I never ventured into, but it is interesting, exciting. Not knowing what's around that curve or not knowing what God has in store, it's like, it's still something. So, I love to see you there on Sunday morning. And you can, we are glad to have you worshiping away with us. So, be there. It's and free. Yes. Well, enough said about that. I'm going to hop on and play a song here.
Tell me no, no sense in begging please. Don't ask me how I got this mental. Don't ask me how I did that bliss. 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 Don't ask me how I did that I'm almost on my knees. This girl got some sweet evil. Release me here and please. 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 Release me here and
Yeah.
Netflix.
While you are traveling today downtown Hamilton, coming up Wentworth Street for King, or coming up to Wentworth King One Tournament, well, you'd be out of luck because today they're doing heavy construction right where Cathedral High is, all the way down to Cannon. So, think about, well, they're doing that construction there to get a bit of water main in it, be ongoing for a few months here. Remember, be safe. And especially for young students who come out of high school or whatever, you know, we love to see you at university someday. Getting you educated in high school is more important. But when you come out of high school, be careful around that work site. Don't step and don't walk in front of equipment not paying attention. Watch what's going on around you. Be careful. Proceed with caution. Thank you. I hope you understand that too, because I'm a receiver screen caution. I walk in there, do my other job at Mission Services and a volunteer job over there, and I was really going very cautiously through there because of the being a construction site. I watch what's going on our site at the same time of going through a site anyway. So I gotta watch what's going on when you go near, especially if that's approaching a work site. Watch what's going on around the work site and follow. Be cautious, take caution, and follow procedure doing so. Because if you don't, that's how accidents happen on construction sites. Well, yes, that can happen too. Well, it is getting down there. I'm probably going to do something here, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with that there. And now I'm going to pop that on for a short time. And after that, I'm going to take you out with something else. Well, maybe I will take you out with the sneakers. Yeah, actually, Judy Sneakers, long passed away, but interesting song. It dates to the time I grew up listening to that stuff. I remember it very well, like yesterday. Yeah, besides stuff I play now, like, you know, weird to think about it, yeah. I remember yesterday we used to have real two wheels in the station here. We don't have it anymore. We don't always have car jacks. Don't do it anymore. Well, funny, coming out there. But now it's a pretty up-to-date and pretty modern. We use digitized carts today, not like, you know, what we used to use. Oh, that's going back. Now you're going back in time, too. Enough said about that. Well, you know, I can sit back and talk all day long. But believe it or not, the song, believe it or not, a lot of epic road recordings like the Beatles, like song called the, not Here Comes the Sun, but it called the other one, it called, you know, Lucy in the Sky with Diamond, went down on a platter real an epic road, and many other songs were quoted there over past, like the Sneakers song I'm going to be playing to you after this, and it getting that time, so I'm not going to play, I will do that here, and shortly, very shortly here, because of... I will do it very, very shortly, and it's going to be in here. Yep, it's going to be here, but I'm going to have to pull it up, and I'm going to have to get out. Before I do that, I turn that off. Yes, yes, okay. Now... Okay, yeah, I'll find it now. Yeah. There it is, yeah. Here we go. I'm going to play that on the air as soon as I can. As soon as you get past, as soon as YouTube finish playing a commercial here. You know, I hate YouTube commercial. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk until now. We can go. Let's go there. Okay, remember, next week, same time, same channel. Thank you for listening. Another edition of Peacemaker Journey 93.3 CFNU Hamilton.
You ready? Right. Let's make this the one.